Hello and welcome back to another episode of Trinity Tidbits by Trinity Digital Ministry. This is Kimberly and I'll be right back. Welcome back, and today we are going to be talking about the next part in the Song of Solomon, or Song of Songs, whichever you prefer to call it, scripture in the Bible. And today's title is Mutual Love. So, the scripture reading that I will be reading today is Song of Songs, chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. I am only a wildflower in Sharon, a lily in a mountain valley. Like a lily among thorns is my darling among women. Like an apple tree among the trees of forests, so is my dearest compared to other men. I love to sit in its shadow, and its fruit is sweet to my taste. He brought me to his banquet hall and raised the banner of love over me. Restore my strength with raisins and refresh me with apples. I am weak from passion. His left hand is under my head, and his right hand caresses me. Promise me, women of Jerusalem, swear by the swift deer and the gazelles that you will not interrupt our love. So there you have it. That's quite a piece of scripture there. But as the title says, mutual love, that scripture expresses mutual love. So what does that look like? What does that mean? Believers are lovely as robed in the holiness of Christ and sweet smelling as decorated with the mercy of his Holy Spirit, and they thrive under the delightful rays of the sun of uprightness. The lily is a truly impressive plant in the East. It grows to a significant stature, but has a small stalk. The church is weak in herself, yet is secure in him that sustains her. The evil, the unbelievers of this world, who have no love for Christ, are troublesome, worthless and hopeless, toxic and harmful. Shameful is trouble in the body, but the lily now among thorns will be grafted into a delightful place where there is no prickly bush. The world is a desolate place to the soul, but Christ is fruitful. And when bad souls are dry with criticism and wrongdoing, with the fears of the law or the difficulties of the world, exhausted and burdened, they may find rest in Christ, wanting to reach the shade, yet we need to rest under it. Believers have known that Christ is loving. His fruits are all the promises of the covenant brought by his blood and given by his Spirit. Promises are great to the believer, and doctrine also. Mercies are great, and peace of mind great. When a clean tongue, divine compassion will be great to us. I think I probably messed that up and said with a clean tongue. Sometimes I get a little tongue-tied myself and words come out wrong. So I should have said with a clean tongue, divine compassion will be great to us. Christ brings the soul to explore and to discover joy through his instruction. That's essentially a feasting home, and that means like a home church where his servants feast with him. The love of Christ displayed by his death and by his living word is the banner he shows, and believers accept it. How much greater is it to a person when weak from their love to Christ than to be filled with his love of this world? I think I said that wrong. Let me rephrase that. How much greater is it to a person when weak from their love to Christ than to be filled with the love of the world? Praise Yahweh. And despite Christ appearing to have departed, although he is still a real immediate relief, all his saints are in his hands. He so lovingly sustains their grieved minds. Finding Christ as near to her, the soul is in excellent care that her fellowship with him isn't disrupted. We easily pain the spirit by sinful attitudes. Let the ones who have relief fear killing it off. We need to stay focused on Yahweh, being in his living word, having communion with him uninterrupted by the world. Show him your love. He loves you. Give it in return. So what's your experience with Christ and his love for you? Let's get a conversation going about this. Let's interact. I'd like to hear from you about your experiences. My experience, I've had lots of interruptions over time, lots of distractions from the world trying to tear me away from my relationship with Yahweh, and I've come very close several times to being completely ripped apart and ripped away. But because the bond with my God is so strong that it didn't get ripped away. It might have been injured briefly, but it was repaired and brought back to Yahweh. And it's just amazing. But we need to show mutual love in the body of Christ for one another. We need to care for each other. We need to not be backbiting and causing each other strife. We need to be supporting and encouraging each other. Have fellowship in building each other up. And that's the body of Christ when we are in harmony with him. So, as I asked before, what's your experience with Christ and his love for you and your fellowship with the body of Christ? Today's episode, as I mentioned, is part 3 of the Song of Solomon series, Song of Songs. And it'd be great if you could listen in when you finish to comment, like, share it, and hopefully get some other people in on the conversation, and let's build each other up instead of tearing each other down. Allow Christ's love to help us instead of hurt us. And I mean, instead of us hurting each other. So, Valentine's is in 2 days. So I'm hoping that all of you are preparing to celebrate Valentine's in some form or fashion. It would be great. The home church that I attend is going to show a family movie night on Wednesday, February 14th. We're going to watch the movie All Saints with our church family. I haven't seen it yet, but one of the other attenders who expressed the idea to watch it as a church family said that she has seen it and it's a great movie. So I'm looking forward to that. What are you guys doing when Valentine's comes around? Like I said, in 2 days. Well, that's it for me today. I wish you guys a great and blessed Monday, and I look forward to hearing from you. Bye for now.